apothecary shop. In medieval times, drugs could only be obtained from an apothecary, and at this stage they were essential to doctors who gave such drugs to their patients. The skill of the apothecary was recognised by the Society of Apothecaries, who from 1815 gave a certificate to its members. At the end of the 18th century, there were three groups of apothecaries, one performing dispensing only, another dispensing and prescribing, thus practising medicine, and a third group who took the diploma of the College of Surgeons and became surgeon apothecaries. These, along with many from the second group, by the early 19th century, became the general practitioners to much of the population. The first group became the chemists and druggists. Some of these became manufacturers of mineral waters, relishes and sauces, like Liam Perrins, the makers of the famous Worcester sauce. Others, like Jesse Boot, William Allen and Daniel Hanbury, became large-scale manufacturers and retailers of drugs and medication. This display shows what the inside of a Victorian apothecary shop might have been like. He has drugs on the counter and in cabinets, as well as bottles of medicine on the shelves. There is also equipment to make pills and medicines, because all apothecaries would have made their own medicines. On the counter, you will find three metal instruments used to manufacture medicines. The one on the right is a root and herb cutter and is very sharp, so please do not touch. The one in the middle is a suppository mould maker, and the instrument on the far left is an iron cork crusher. This was used to shape corks, so that they provided an airtight seal to glass bottles. Also on the counter is a large glass box which has a large selection of medicines and a wooden pill machine inside it. Look at all the different labels on the bottles and shelving. It gives an insight into how many different minerals, chemicals and plants an apothecary would have to know about, especially as some of them could be potentially dangerous when taken in the wrong dosage.